Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Already, instant replay in baseball is ruining the game. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. There is a reason that instant replay works in pro football and other sports. Judgment calls are left out of the equation. In football, pass interference is not reviewable. Holding is not reviewable. In basketball, fouls are not reviewable. Only whether a pass hit the ground, a player stepped on the sideline, who touched the ball last before it went out of bounds, or whether the puck really crossed the goal line. And even in those cases, there has to be indisputable video evidence to overturn the official's calls. In baseball, quite obviously, the umps have been given too much discretion to interfere with the human element. Before this season, replay could determine whether a home run really cleared the wall in the outfield, or the line separating the playing field from the spectators. In most cases, using slow motion, the umps generally got those calls correct. Replays are useful in determining if a ball was caught or trapped, or whether it nicked the chalk along the foul lines, or even if a pitch ball grazed a batter's uniform or missed it completely, or which player threw a punch in a melee. But replay should not be able to overturn a judgment call in baseball, the bang-bang play at a base or home plate. Those calls have always been made by the umpires, and sometimes they were missed, leading to arguments on the field and ejections of players and managers. Part of the game. If it was clear to everyone watching in person and on television that an ump blew a call, then yes, replay could reverse it. When first base umpire Jim Joyce so badly blew a call that it cost Armando Galarraga a perfect game, yes, make that mistake right. But twice in the Red Sox-Yankee series over the weekend, judgment calls were reviewed and both turned out to be an abuse of the new system. One play clearly looked like a player's foot had come off the bag while the tag was being applied, and that call of safe was upheld. The next night, a bang-bang play at first base was literally too close to call, but the umps reversed it, and New York was awarded what turned out to be the winning run. It's a new system, and most of the applications are good for the game. But like pass interference cannot be overturned in football, or whether it was a block or a charge in basketball, the split-second judgment call should be left in the hands of the umpires, right or wrong, like it's always been. This is Archansky. See ya.